Birshus the Rosh Hashiva, Birshus the Mashkiach, Birshus the whole yeshiva, the whole precious yeshiva. I want to share a part specifically. A sefer came out of this base medrash, and it's worthy that this base medrash that always the Rosh Hashiva has made a yeshiva that champions yeshiva light. That a yeshiva man is, well, from any yeshiva man anywhere, is helped and encouraged and lifted up. So it's appropriate from this base medrash came a sefer to the world. I don't like flattery. I don't like chanifa. I don't like saying things I don't believe. On the plane, I wanted to sleep. On the way back from Eretz Yisrael, when I came here to Seattle, my plan was to sleep on the plane. I was tired and I wanted to sleep. And before it, I had seen a sefer from the Mashkiach, so I wanted to give a little look. It canceled a lot of sleep. I slept plenty, but less than I thought, because my sleep literally was, I slept a little, learned it through the plane. I was in the shtayman. I was excited for such a sefer for a long time. I think in an honest way, in a very real way, and please understand, flattery doesn't get anybody, and it doesn't do anything for anybody. Please understand, this inyan of kavod is, if anybody who knows what's going on out there, there's a massive, massive shame that is literally eating up so many, tremendous sense of I'm out of the game. Tremendous, tremendous sense. And a lot of times from the Yetzirah, you get a sense what the Yetzer Tov wants. May oivai sechakmeni. From my enemy, you could also say pshat, from my enemy I can get smart. And how the Yetzirah and what the Yetzirah attacks, we often can learn what the area of chizuk is. I love that in this yeshiva, they make the bachim dress prestigious. Very important. To dress like a ben Torah, very important, extremely important. The prestige, anybody knows of Yisrael Salanter's revolution, when he started his yeshiva, he wanted the Bachram to dress in a way that honors the prestige and dignity of a Ben Torah. There's a massive, massive nisayon today of a person feeling shamed and out. It's all over. It's not limited to one type of yeshiva, one style, one community. There's by all communities of Klal Yisrael, anybody who's out there knows what's going on. There's a massive Yetzirah of shame, a sense of I'm out and pasul, all different. And if the Yetzirah is fighting, we have to fight back, covered. The prestige and honor of a Yid. A Yid is precious, a Yid is important. And a sefer came out of this base medrash on the topic of covered, the covered of a Yid, the covered of the Am Hashem, Aram Askerin Yisrael, amongst other chiyuvim of covered, is so important. So I want to share something on the parasha related to this inyan that I would like to study together. And let's be mechazik, ein mezarzim ela lemezurazim. Let's be mechazik in this space medrash that such a sefer came out. Let's be mechazik. So let's learn for a few minutes. Yisrael comes and joins the Jewish people. And all of us know Mashmua Shama Uba, we know the Chazal, that he heard Kriyas Yamsuf and Mochemes Hamolik. Rashi brings the Chazal. Now, all of us know, all the Nisim taught us many things, and the world saw what the Nisim taught. Yitzias Mitzrayim wasn't just an event that happened. Their lessons, everything we saw didn't happen, is happening now. We all live with Yitzias Mitzrayim on our arms, the mezuzah, Kiddush Friday night, Sukkah, Pesach. The lessons we learned by Yitzias Mitzrayim are very, very relevant always. Hashem is very quiet. Michamaycha be'ilmim Hashem. Hashem's very quiet. And he keeps his presence quiet so us mevakshim, so we can discover and choose to see Hashem. And then he made a lot of noise to let us know that he knows what's going on, that he's mashkiach, that he's involved. Prate pratim. And he showed us so loudly, so even when he's more quiet, we could see him and find him. I play hide and go seek with my little son. I don't want him to give up and quit. So I cough. And I cough. There's, oh! Then he looks around. Now he's very little. You stop coughing, you might have left that spot. Now he's getting a little older. He chaps even when you're quiet. If you cough there before, you're still there. Hashem made noise and showed us begolui many, many things that we live with today. Hashem knows, he sees, he's involved. he loves Yidden, and he's upset at people who start up with Yidden, and that was shown clearly and known. And all the Nisei Mitzrayim was seen by the world. The world saw and understood. Chiel Achaz Yoshvei Pelashas. Az Nivhalu Alufei Edoim. The world was dazzled by Yitzias Mitzrayim. And everybody was aware of the lessons that it taught. We live with it. Only Klal Yisrael lives with it till today. Only we still know. We still see Yitzias Mitzrayim. We tie it on our arm, have it on our mezuzahs. We say Kiddush. We still live. Hashem knows and sees as an involved and loves the Yidden. All the lessons, the many, many lessons we still see in front of us. But at that time, the nations knew. They just don't have mitzvahs. They didn't live with what they knew. And there's one people that still lives with the information. And Yisrael saw what the world saw. He saw all the Nisim, and it still didn't move him to join the Jewish people. And the question is, what was added by the Battle of Amalek? The Nisim were dazzling. If Kriyas Yamsuf didn't do it, Kriyas Yamsuf, which made everybody stand in awe, to see the Ashkochas Hashem, to see the Yecholas Hashem, to see everything, that Hashem is the only force in the world. What changed with Amalek that all of a sudden, Amalek's an interesting battle. This crazy people attacked us in the desert, attacked the very proud and free people, and we repelled Amalek. And what about that battle said to Yisrael, now I'm joining the Jewish people? That's question number one. It seems odd that all the other miracles didn't do it, and all of a sudden, Amalek somehow brings Yisrael to join the Jewish people. So I would like to share with the Olam, I want to share what Rav Yosef Salant, the Ber Yosef, says, why Yisrael came specifically with Amalek. He says, when it says in Chazal, Kriyas Yamsuf and Amalek, Kriyas Yamsuf means that all the Nisim galvanized Yisrael. He was an Eved Hashem. And he made a cheshbon, I should stay in Midian. I could do more serving Hashem and teaching the world about the truths. I could do more in Midian. And he certainly was fired up to be a servant of Hashem and felt he could do it from Midian. So what drew him specifically by the Battle of Amalek? So here's what the Ber Yosef says. He asks some more questions. I'll tell you another question. Yisrael, when he came to the Jewish people, he tells Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Yidden are surrounded by the Anani HaKavim. And he tells Moshe, say Begini, I want a huge procession. When I come to join the Jewish people, I want a big, I don't want it to be a quiet, I walk in quietly, still Yisrael joins. Say Begini, come out. If Yisrael comes, all the G'daylim will come and all of Klal Yisrael will join in. I want a big procession. What is Yisrael pursuing Kavim? What did Yisrael want? And he asks a couple of other questions, the Ber Yosef, and he says as follows, Abayisai. Amalek attacked the Jewish people. Amalek did not want the dignity of the Jewish people. He did not want the pride and honor of the Jewish people. That's what Amalek didn't want. Amalek can't stand that there's a people called Am Krevei. We are called the nation that's a Karev to Hashem. The Halukas, Am Krevei. A nation that's close to Hashem, that is super demanding as it's supposed to be, that there's a people that are close to Hashem, that a mekuravim to Hashem, is remarkably demanding on all of humanity, that one is capable of a close relationship to Hashem. And Amalek can't stand, vayizanei b'cha maka zanav, they attack the mitzvah of milah. Amalek attacks bris milah. That we have an ice on our body of a closeness to Hashem. That we have a sign on our body that we are close to Hashem. Sasan is umila, his happiness is mila. Sasan neich alim rasecha k'maitzei shalol rav. The mila is such an important, happy point that we have in our lives. That we are close to Hashem. We, me, don't say we, you are close to Hashem. I am close to Hashem. That I have a personal kesher to Hashem, bris milah, an ice on my body of my great closeness to Hashem, an ice on your body of your great closeness to Hashem. We, me and you, are Am Krevei, the people, the person that is close to Hashem. And Amalek cannot stand the mitzvah bris milah that's demanding. That there's a people singled out. That it's shayach to have such a close kesher to Hashem and be close. That a person could be nunt with bayre. That time Amalek is just way too much. And they attack the mitzvah bris milah years later. Haman, a descendant of Amalek, also outlawed bris milah. Yehuda ma'isa ayra b'sasin b'simcha sasin z'milah. We got it back, but he outlawed milah. That mitzvah that says a Yid is close to Hashem, they can't stand. And they attacked the Jewish people. The Jewish people, the whole world saw Begalui, that Hashem loves us. He chose us and loves us, and the world saw that. The world saw Hashem dote on the Jewish people and just express a tremendous ava. And Amalek's job was to bring down the honor of the Jew. That the Jew is not so prestigious. They wanted to take away the glory of the Yid, the Am Kerovoi, the Abaycher Ba'amo Yisrael Ba'ava. Amalek wanted to attack that. The prestige and dignity that it is to be a Yid. That's what Amalek aimed, and that's what their whole purpose was to attack. This point. It took me a long time to understand. The Gra says that Amalek was against Achdus. The Gra says in Eben Shloimeh that Amalek's against unity. Trying to figure out like where that plays out in Pesukim. They attack the Jewish people. It's obvious. The source of our unity is we're both banim Lashem. We're siblings. We're both banim Lashem. They don't mind unity that comes from other places, but they mind the people that's Am Kerovoi. We share a bond that's profound. The next Yid is a ben Hashem. That unity shared from being banim Lashem, they can't stand, and as such, they're against unity. Amalek knocks unity, because they knock where the unity comes from. Banim Lashem, Am Kerovoi, you're precious and prestigious and awesome people, and Amalek attacks that. Says the Ber Yosef, after Amalek attacked us, they intended on putting down the prestige of a Jewish people. Says the Ber Yosef, Yisrael was already serving Hashem. And he's sitting in Midian, galvanizing people to all the truths of Avodas Hashem. Then Amalek attacked us, he dropped it all. He saw the attack of Amalek and he said, nothing could be done. All my Avodas Hashem, stop. Get back, Haramas Keren Yisrael. A restoration of the glory of the Jewish people. And he said he was a Kohen Midian, he was a prestigious person. If I come to the desert, I leave the comforts of my land. And I come to the desert and I leave my people and a loud announcement, I want to go to the Jewish people. And he said to Moshe Tzei Begini, with zero of his own covet in mind, completely mivatal his covet for the covet of the Jewish people. He said, make sure there's a huge procession. I want all the Jews to know how precious. I want the Am Hashem to know how precious. I want it to be marked and noted and seen that royalty from other countries are coming to the Midbar to join the Jewish people. Many people joined the Yidden. We had a lot of people that came on to the Yidden when they saw the truth. One man came 100% with the Kavana of Aramas Keren Yisroel, of restoring the dignity of the Jewish people, to bring back kavod, to bring back honor and prestige to the Jewish people. I want to say a story that I've said over many times, but I read it in a place, I don't even remember where I read it. I'm very, very careful with stories. My Rebbe is from the most careful in the world. My children, I don't like stories very much. Who said it? And a fake story hurts a good story. I don't even, where I read it, I felt that this was reliable. It had a name, so I'm not saying, I feel bad not saying, but I could tell you that I'm very careful, and I read the story in a place that I trusted. And I saw that somebody came in the Warsaw Ghetto. Somebody came to Reb Menachem Zemba. And the man said to Reb Menachem Zemba that I have 3 days left to my life. He said that making an estimation, making a calculation, it looks like the ghetto were all going to be nifter. In about 3 days, he told Reb Menachem Zemba. And he asked the father, he was one of the leaders, this particular Yid, fighting and killing Nazis. And he said, I've been killing Nazis and fighting, and I realize all of us have 3 days left of our lives. He said, what should I do the last 3 days? Should I give up the fight and sit in my house and learn Torah and Davin? And that'll be the last 3 days before Olam Haba I should do, or should I continue fighting? This place I read reported that one or two survivors were there, heard this conversation, and recorded a number of things people were asking the final hours, the final days of Reb Menachem Zemba. And they said that Reb Menachem Zemba shockingly told the Yid that the last 3 days on earth kill Nazis. And the Yid was surprised. It was barely a question. He was really saying, of course I should stop fighting and start learning and davening. And shockingly, Reb Menachem Zemba told this Yid, keep killing Nazis the last 3 days of your life. The Yid said, Rebbe, what's pshat? And he said to him that when you kill Nazis, have in mind Aromas Karen Yisroh. Have in mind that a Yid is precious, a Yid is holy, a Yid's the Am Hashem, I'm craving. And he said to this Yid that kill Nazis and have in mind Aromas Karen Yisroh. He said, I can't think of a bigger inyan on this earth to do in your last 3 days of your life than Aramas Karen Yisroh, than standing up for the dignity and pride of Yid is chashuv. And that's what he told this Yid to do. The dignity, the honor of a Yid, that a Yid is prestigious and honorable. And to fight Yetzirah Atzas HaYetzer, that threatens to tell a person, you're shamed, you're out, you're all different nonsense. Our achrayis, Aramas Karen Yisroel, our achrayis with tremendous kavod, with tremendous respect to treat the next person, to look at the next person with tremendous dignity and respect. See mindless in each other. See mindless in the next person, kavod, the kavod for a Yid, the kavod for a Ben Torah, the heart and soul of the Jewish people, the princes of Klal Yisroel, people learning Torah, people striving, sure their struggles, sure their difficulties, but always going back to Kavod Yisrael, to the etz and respect and the tremendous respect that is a Yid. This is something that's not a negotiable point. And I feel like a yeshiva where a sefer was produced, a gorgeous sefer on Kavod, on this topic of Kavod, this is something all of us, zecher and such yeshiva, should take on in a tremendous way. I just came this morning from Anochas Tefillin. Tefillin's a mitzvah. I have a lot of chavivas for the mitzvah of tefillin, for different stories and experiences that have happened. The mitzvah of tefillin speaks to me a lot. And my kids, one of my sons said that there were 7 anochas tefillin right around this morning where we were davening, that there were 7 right there. I didn't count. There were clearly a lot of celebrations of people putting on tefillin. That mitzvah of tefillin that represents the crown of a Yid, the prestige and dignity of a Yid. I'm always fascinated. The tefillin is the keser ha-Torah. There are 3 crowns shayach to a person. There's a keser malchus, keser kohuna, and keser Torah. And each one has a physical manifestation. There are zer on different kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, connected these 3 crowns. And then there are physical crowns, a kohen gadol, the most worthy of kohanim, gets a crown. It's called the Tzitz Azov. He gets the crown, the Kohen Gadol. A Melech gets a physical crown, a Melech Yisro. We know the Keser Malchus, it has a physical expression, the Keser Kona. The Marsha says that the Keser Torah is the Tefillin, L'mantia Torah Hashem B'ficha. And I'm intrigued by that. All the other crowns you get when you merit it. The Keser Kona, the greatest Kohen, on the day of his coronation, when he becomes Kohen Gadol, then and only then he gets the Tzitz Azov. The Melech, on the day of coronation, he's chosen to be the Melech Yisro, to guide and lead and help the Jewish people. Then and only then he gets the crown. I'm coming this morning, a bar mitzvah, finish Makkos. It's a gewaldig, maybe a guy should have to finish Shas, then you get it. This bar mitzvah deserves it. He made a siyum on a mesechta. But you hand every bar mitzvah, you give him a crown of Torah. Shouldn't we first faher him, find out what he's done? But the Keser Torah, it's so important for every Yid to know his glory, that he's shayach to Torah, that he's shayach to a tremendous kirvas Hashem. The first thing Keser Torah that a person has to know is his prestige and his honor. Before Hashem gave us the Torah, we had a whole day called the Yom HaMiyuchas. A day Hashem promised, V'atem tiuli mamleches kehanim egoi kadosh. A day Hashem promised the prestige and honor of mamleches kehanim egoi kadosh. Before Hashem even taught us Torah, he taught us the glory and tremendous elevation of a Yid. It's a promise, V'atem tiuli mamleches kehanim egoi kadosh. as a system of chinuch. If we would boil down, and this was so well expressed in the Sefer, it was very articulate, it was just expressed in a beautiful way. In the bottom line of a system of chinuch, of one's own family, we're all going to raise mishpachas, loyalists to Hashem. What is the underlying? There's certainly many parts to chinuch of our children, and certainly we have to tell off and criticize and encourage. There are all different aspects to chinuch habanim. But at its core, what is the underlying message? What is the underlying yisoid we're giving over? If we can proceed all the teachings of Torah the way Hashem did, v'atem tiyuli mamleches kehanim egoi kadosh. The essence, and Yitzias Mitzrayim was in order, Tabdenes Elokim Elohar Hazeh. We went through a whole massive showing the Chavivus. Hashem showed us such a love, such a care, such a prestige, the Yid, how precious and important the Yid is. And how attacked and low is anybody who starts up with the Yid. That was the Akdamah to Kabbalah Satorah. All of that was in order for Tavdus al-Hakim al-Har Hazeh. So the yisoid of all our chinuch has to give over the honor and dignity of a Yid, the preciousness of a Yid, the understanding, Am Krovoi, a nation who was chosen, Aboicher Ba'ama Yisrael Ba'ava, of Ben Avram. That has to be at the core of all of chinuch. Rev Hirsch says the bedrock of chinuch is covered. I ask parents, I don't care about the word. Please don't. I don't like when parents say to a kid, I'm disappointed in you. I had a bacher take my car 5:30 in the morning. He was tempted for an Ami's bagel. He crashed my car. I was sleeping and he was tempted. He crashed my car. I never used the car again. It was towed. And he had his Ami's bagel and he woke me up. The crashing the car is a halbitzar. He woke me up 5:30. I don't get up so early easily. And he asked me, could you pick me up with the other car? This car is gone. And certainly I was upset, Ganav. I'm not condoning and making light of Ganav. You can't steal a car. Then to wake somebody up 5:30. You can't do either thing, that's for sure. But I want to say that not for a second was I disappointed. I didn't lose the respect to the guy, not for a second. And he was as big as I thought and much bigger, and is a huge Ben Torah today, raising a beautiful family. Don't be disappointed. Disappointed is you're not what I was. You're going to have son. You're going to have to earn back the trust. That's nonsense. A yid, that's unshakable. Yell at him. What are you doing? Knock it off. Scream all different types of chinuch, whatever you want. Don't lose a sense of who he is. You don't backtrack on Va'atim Tiyuli. You don't take back Yitzias Mitzrayim. What, it was a mistake. I'm disappointed. Like, it's not what I thought. You're what I thought. By the way, Tata, he's more than you thought. When he crashed my car, he was less than I thought. He's much bigger, I promise you. He's much, much bigger than I thought, think, and will ever think. Hashem sees the godless of a Yid. That's Pashat-like, that's Emes, that's truth. Give Teichacha, Vada, and all different styles. Don't ever lose a sense of the dignity of a Yid, of the preciousness of a Yid. Focus, say it, all the chinuch habanim, all the questions, and the different styles and answers, but don't ever lose sight of a Yid. Don't ever lose sight of how precious a Yid is. The covet of a Yid has to be there in a beautiful way, the honor and dignity of a Yid. This was the Akdama to Kabbalah Sator, V'atim Tiuli Mamleches Kehanim Goy Kadosh. When Ray Kaufman asked me to get involved with the Masifta, my first point of concern was to think, how are we going to give over a sense, together with other people, how are we going to give over a sense of the dignity of a Yid? That a Sefer emerge, Ashreichem, that a Sefer emerge from your base medrash, that's articulate, that gives with good mar mekaymus, that's developed on the topic of Kavod, all different aspects, but included Kavod Yisrael, Kavod of the Am Hashem, HaRamas Keren Ashreichem, but now it obligates the Chever here. Raise the bar, Chever, treat your next friend with respect. Be'emes, not pretend. Find ways to look at him with Chashivus. You could use simple tricks. By me, dandruff and dirt follows my clothing. I don't know what to do. I think, just somehow, I see somebody dresses gishmak, I have tremendous respect. Use anything it takes. I have a messy handwriting. A guy writes neat, I'm dazzled by him. You'll find bigger and bigger my list. But start with anything. I have no hair. A guy's a good chup. I'm so schmuck. And I don't care what it is. And you, we all have our shenanigans. We all have our things that make us appreciate. And once you see one thing, you'll see real much bigger stuff. Respect the next yid, Rabbi say. Haramas Karen Yisroel. Teach him his dignity, and he should teach you your dignity. Respect a yid. Appreciate a yid. Time and time again, I've had stories. You look at a guy, you judge him badly. You don't know his story. You don't know his glory, his godless. I'm dazzled time and again. Dazzled time and again of people. Yeah, you look at him. He's huge. He's huge. Hashem didn't make a mistake. Ha-boicher ba'amo Yisrael ba'avu. Let's raise your boy sign the base medrash where such a sefer came out. The mitzvah of tefillin, the covet of a yid, in a figurative sense, put tefillin on every single yid. See a yid in a crown of Torah. Understand his dignity. And the crown of Torah is given before the person steigs, because that's necessary in the steiging. He has to know his covet. So the crown of Torah, unlike the other crowns, the crown of kohanus for a very specific yid, it's not for every yid. That the specific yid gets when he merits it. The crown of Malchus for a very specific yid, us Leviim, I'll never be a Melech. That's a specific yidden, specific yidden, a specific yid of specific yidden has a chance. The crown of Torah is you and I. It's for every single yid. And the Akdama to the crown of Torah is put on the crown. Is understand that you're Shaykh, understand Yam Krevi, understand your honor, don't ever lose it, and give it to the next person, I say. All of us should be zeiche b'yameinu to see a Ramas Keren Yisrael, to see a restoration of the Jewish people. And Be'ez Hashem, avada with a Ramas Keren Yisrael, and certainly a Beis Medrash that is safer like that uncovered, that emerged, should be zeiche to be part of the restoration of a Ramas Keren Yisrael. And then avada, the next Avinu Malkin after a Ramas Keren Yisrael is Harim Keren Mashiachecha. So I can ask the Olam, I don't know if I have Rishus, if we could sing V'atem Tiyuli. There's a promise about the Jewish people, if the Olam minds. I ask your indulgence for a few minutes, a minute or two, we could sing about them. Who is the one that we always starts the songs? Who? Oh, Shloima. Excellent. About them, Shloima. I don't know keys, let's... The key is about them, Tili Mamlech is coming.